The discussion is about divesting. To divest some assets, but we don't know exactly what assets that the Department of Justice can accept and what assets we can agree to divest. We are in this stage now.
Okay, but not closing. It's either divest
not closing any plant. This is
okay.
This is not part of our conversation. The conversation is the Department of Justice are looking for us to divest some assets.
Okay.
It's not specific how...
How to do it.
How to do it, but this is the discussion. We are in this discussion now, what is acceptable for the Department of Justice and what is acceptable for us.
I know negotiations are ongoing, but any type of timetable when you think this can get concluded?
We don't know. We cannot say exactly dates, but our schedule is until the end of February or beginning of March.
March.
We hope that we will know if we can have agreement or if we will continue in the litigation.
Are you encouraged by the negotiations and how they've gone?
Well, we don't know. We are looking to see if something can work for us and for the government as well.
How is the beef industry right now?
Well, it's okay. Of course, it's challenged like any business.
Mm-hmm.
Not only here, it's worldwide. It's challenged, but it's okay. We are okay. We think in our business we will see less impact about the crisis in consumption. We think we will see more stable in our business. We think in any crisis you can see the historical the beef consumption. Mm-hmm. You can look back 20 years. It's very stable. In our view, people stop first to buy some durable goods, to delay to change cars or to buy a new car or to buy a new house. But to eat, we think the consumption will be pretty stable.
And the margins show that the beef industry is making pretty good money right now. Any forecast of how long that's going to continue?
No, We think the margin that are now is a little bit different because we need to contemplate today the spread between cattle and the beef need to be different compared to last year because the drop credit is much less value today. But we think we will see a reasonable margin this year.
What is your opinion of the U.S. country of origin labeling program and how it's implemented?
At this point, Mr. Batista passes the question off to Chandler Keys of JBS Swift.
Chandler.
That's it. Yeah. You know, we think country of origin labeling is the law of the land, and we will implement it as the USDA says they want to implement it. Right now, we have a rule that was finalized in the last administration. We're going on that. If the new administration looks at that rule and wants to change it, you know, we'll engage the administration and talk to them and answer their questions. And then whatever they finally do, we'll implement it. I think the industry's ready to move on from this cool debate, and I hope we don't go through this thing all over again. It's like Groundhog Day.
What do you think about the way that the Bush administration wrote the rule about these ABC categories and the criticism that they're allowing too much mixing of beef from Mexico, Canada, and the U.S.?
Yeah, the coalition that worked with the packers and some producer groups supported, you know, we supported a final recommendation that didn't include all that. The Bush administration worked with the government of Canada basically to come up with that change. And we'll see how it comes out. I mean, there's some people that have been upset about it, but it was a government-to-government deal, I believe, in my opinion. That's what happened.
I'm sorry, I joined just a little bit late. Can you guys give some update? What are some of the sticking points you're facing with the DOJ?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we don't really want to readdress it. I'll just go over real quickly what Wesley said. We're in negotiations with DOJ. We just pushed out the next date that we have to go talk to the judge till the 1st of March. So that gives us more time and to continue the discussions with DOJ. Quite clearly, DOJ, in their complaint against our acquisition of National, clearly laid out in their complaint what they wanted and what they were worried about. I think you just go back and read that complaint, and that's where DOJ is, and we're working with them based on that complaint. So one of these days, it'll come to a conclusion, but we don't know yet where that is.
How is that with the states involved? Are you strictly negotiating with the DOJ?
Yeah, it's DOJ. It's just DOJ. Yeah.
Are you worried about the health of the feeding industry? They're losing a lot of money on every animal you buy from them right now. Obviously, you've got some interest with Five Rivers as well. You know, what about the health of the feeding industry? What would you have to say to these guys?
For sure, this is a concern for all of us is involved in this industry. Any part of this industry when are losing money, this great concern for all of us. We hope that this market start to rebound and to improve again. The cattle market have been dropped very hard in these past months, and this is something we hope and we are working to help where we can help to help producer to restart to make money, because for us it's really important. If producer not make money, in some time we'll it will be tough for us as well.